before you get into that land that flows, God has to teach you the lesson of your wilderness. And you must develop. See, the Israelites didn't develop that appetite for manna. They lusted for flesh. God sent them quail. They were snatching quail. The quail were only flying 3 feet off the ground. And they flew into their camp. And they were snatching quail and breaking them open and eating them with the blood and all. And God sent a plague among them. Now, here's the thing. If you do not choose, and it's your choice, to allow God to work with you in your wilderness, He will give you in your wilderness what you are whining for. But, somebody say, but. Along with Him giving you that desire, He will also send with it leanness. In other words, He'll give you what you want, but your capacity for God will not grow. Your soul will become lean. See, that generation, their soul became lean and they never entered Canaan. So, you know, you can get immediate gratification if you want and abort the process, but at the end it's detrimental. Say this with me, prosperity begins with strength for the journey. Prosperity doesn't begin when you get the letter in the mail, or you get the phone call, or people put the money in your account. That's not when prosperity begins. Prosperity begins with strength for your journey. When you can maintain a focused, positive attitude, even in the midst of storm. When you can keep your reliance upon God and not your dependence upon a system. Hello. When you're not just, you know, dependent upon that, dependent upon the pills, dependent upon, you know, whatever, but your reliance and your dependence is upon God, first and foremost. Amen. How many know He wants to prove Himself to His church again? It's time for the church to arise and awaken again. God, He's the same God. There are three stages. You've heard me say this before, but there are three stages that you must pass through in the process of coming into Canaan. The phase or the stage of not enough. The second stage, of course, is just enough. And of course, the third stage is more than enough. Now, I'm going to tell you about something about just enough. That stage develops and determines if you have the will and capacity and the tenacity to go on to the final stage. Because, see, if you fell in the wilderness, you will definitely fall in Canaan. Because, see, Canaan is not just a land that flows with milk and honey. Canaan got seven nations there that are mightier than you. So if you've run with the footmen and they have wearied you in a land of peace, what are you going to do when the horses come and the horsemen rise up? Because you have to go in there and dispossess them. But, see, if you haven't graduated from the wilderness, forget it. So the wilderness is vitally important. Again, the process of just enough, it develops and determines if you have the will and the tenacity and the capacity to go in or to go on to the final stage. God is just and He is fair. Go with me to Deuteronomy, okay? Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse number 7 says, "For the land thy God, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and the hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees, pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass." All of that is symbolic types. Of course, we don't do that here. We're not even agricultural for the most part. But all of it has meaning to us in our modern era. In other words, God is going to bring you into a good land. Amen. A prosperous land, a favorable land. A land that is good for you, a land wherein you'll be blessed, favored, where good things will come toward you. That, how many know that's God's plan for you? His thoughts toward you are not evil, but of peace to give you an expected end. Much of that is contingent upon how we are dealt with, how we respond in going through our wilderness. Look at verse 11 of that same chapter. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. My question, as we segue into this second portion of this, is, can the Lord trust you with success? Ask the one person on your right and left. Ask them. Look them. See. Look them right in the eye. Look. Give them that serious face. Ask them. Can God trust you with good success? Now look at that person behind you. You in the front. Look. Look. Everybody, look behind you. Can God trust you? Tell them now. I need God to trust you. We need God to be able to trust each other. There are people, I need God to be able to trust you. Amen. Because the land in which we go into to possess our Canaan, there are seven nations that are mightier than us. That's why we're entering this series on mega grace. Mega grace. Amen. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 1. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, he says, seven nations greater and mightier than you. It's so important, we can't emphasize it enough, that God has a perfect work in us. We read in Philippians, for it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Tell somebody, let God work.
Let God work.
Amen. Let God work in you. Humble yourself. Let God humble you. Let him cause you to hunger and to thirst for him. Amen. That's a giant that we face in our society in the West, and that is pride. We've always had so much. We've always had so much freedom. You know, I stand amazed how freely we can travel, and these guys, it's hard for them to get a visa to get out of their nation. It's hard. Amen. And they've never seen, many of them, the outside world. But we travel so freely, but we take or tend to take it for granted. It's not like this all around the world. And so we sit back. And we become, you know, we sit on our laurels many times because we got it so easy. But the Lord warns us here, where he's taking you, you're going to have learned some lessons on how to wage war. Because he's going to put you in the midst of nations that are mightier than you. He'll give some of us jobs we know we don't have the education for. Hello? And people all around you, highly educated. And you got your GED. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you know you don't qualify. But God has qualified you. Why? Because you stood the test in the wilderness. It don't matter what your education is. It's your relationship. See, it's not about status. It's about stature. And I'm telling you, God gonna raise people up in his church in society to take dominion in different domains. You don't have the background. You don't have the experience, but God got you there. And God going to flow through you creatively. Amen. To manifest a kingdom. People spend all their life trying to get somewhere, and here you come in the fast track. You ain't got none of that education. You ain't got none of that experience, but God got you there. And he makes you wiser than all your teachers because you got an ear to hear the Holy Ghost. He'll make you wise. But see, all of that had to be wrought in the wilderness. When ain't nobody giving you no hand claps, when ain't nobody there to coach you on, when it's you, God, and the devil. Ain't nobody there to tell you to take control of your thoughts. And here, you got to conquer this thing yourself. You'd be ashamed to tell anybody what's going through your mind. You got to conquer that yourself. You got to bring that subject. You got to realize that I'm anointed to bring that subject, every thought that tries to exalt itself against God. My weapons are not carnal. I can pull this thing down. You got to learn that in the wilderness. You can't get on the phone with Sister So-and-so. She can't help you now. If you tried to share that, she'd think you were crazy. Think you were backslidden. So you got to deal with that yourself. Come on, you got to pass the test in the wilderness yourself. You can whine all you want, but after you finish whining, you're still there. That ugly demon still looking you not right in the eye. You got to find out who you are and whose you are. There's a song saying, how did you feel when you came out the wilderness? Huh? Leaning upon the Lord. See, God got to get you out of dependence on people, on a system, and get your reliance upon Him. Listen, when you have a need, God will tell you go down to the river. Put the line in it. First fish that catches it, just open his mouth. Get the coin out and take care of your taxes. Oh, by the way, how many fish do we have? Oh, we got a little boy's lunch. Plenty. Everybody sit down. See, this is what God wants to take you into. Not just a bunch of material stuff. But the way God is working miracles, signs, and wonders. But see, if he says, if I have told you of earthly things and you have not believed, how then can I speak to you of the heavenly things? Where there are no earthly parallels, where stuff don't make sense to your senses. God says he's going to take you, he's going to bring you into the land where there are nations mightier.
Thank you for joining us as we begin a new series, Mega Grace, Possessing Your Canaan. You learn how to hold your peace. Where God is taking you, you need to have learned some lessons about how to wage war. Don't seek immediate gratification. If you are not connected to the God of resources, your resources will develop wings. His desire is for you to receive a land without limitations, the promised land. He will give you a mega grace to possess it and drive wrong spirits out. Whatever you allow to remain will harass you.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.